No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 14th day of May. Welcome, everyone. May you rest in the truth that you are loved today, that you are known today, that despite of where you have been, despite what you have done to yourself, done to others, what has been done to you through repentance, through healing. Let me say it again, through healing, and healing so oftentimes requires us to be a part of the process, not just to pray it away or avoid it away, but to acknowledge what has been done in safe places. You can rest in the knowledge that you are worthy of love, that you are worthy of healing, you are worthy of forgiveness, that you don't have to stay stuck in the past, stuck in the pain, stuck in the shame, but there is life, movement forward through the process of healing and forgiveness and restoration. It takes time. It's not linear. You don't walk straight forward in a straight line. You walk 5 steps forward and 12 steps back sometimes. But keep going, because God promised to never leave us, never forsake us. And boy, we can do hard things. I have learned this. We can do hard things. So rest. Know. Be still. Know that He is God and that He loves you. He knows you and He desires intimacy with you. Today we move forward in the psalm, and we're going to hear these prayers, these songs, these laments from David based off of the story that we read yesterday with his sinful actions with Bathsheba, and then his hiding of his sinful actions through calling for her husband to be on the front lines of war with the intention of him to be killed, taken out of the story. And these psalms will weave in and out of what we read yesterday. We begin with Psalm 32 today. We'll read Psalm 51, 86, and then we'll end today with Psalm 122. This week we're reading the Modern English Version. Psalm 32. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord does not count iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy on me. My strength was changed into the drought of summer. Selah. I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I did not conceal. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this cause, everyone who is godly will pray to you in a time when you may be found. Surely in the floods of great waters, they will not reach him. You are my hiding place. You will preserve me from trouble. You will surround me with the shouts of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye on you. Do not be as the horse or as the mule that are without understanding, that must be restrained with bit and bridle, or they will not come near you. Many sorrows come to the wicked, but loving kindness will surround the man who trusts in the Lord. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous one, and shout for joy, all you who are upright in heart. Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness. According to the abundance of your compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned, and done this evil in your sight, so that you are justified when you speak, and you are blameless when you judge. I was brought forth in iniquity, and in my sin my mother conceived me. You desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you make me to know wisdom. Purify me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones that you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, you will not despise. Do good to Zion in your good pleasure. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then they will offer young bulls on your altar. Psalm 86. Incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am oppressed and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am godly. You are my God. Save your servant who trusts in you. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for to you I cry all day long. Gladden the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift my soul. For you, Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in kindness to all who call on you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer, and attend to my plea for mercy. In the day of my trouble I will call upon you, for you will answer me. Among the gods there is none like you, O Lord, neither are there any works like your works. All nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous deeds. You are God alone. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I will walk in your truth. Blind my heart to fear your name. I will give you thanks, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forever. For great is your mercy toward me, and you have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. O God, insolent men have risen against me, and bands of violent men have sought my life. They have not set you before them, but you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, slow to anger and abundant in mercy and truth. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Give your strength to your servant and save the humble son of your female servant. Show me a sign of your favor, that those who hate me may see it and be ashamed, because you, Lord, have helped and comforted me. Finally today, Psalm 122. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." Our feet shall stand within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is designed for a multitude, where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, as a decree of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. There are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls and security within your towers. For my brothers and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within you. because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Father, we thank you for your word today. Thank you for meeting us here, and we join our hearts to the Psalm of David today. May our sacrifice be a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart that you, God, will not despise. May we be moldable and teachable. May we be humble. May we let down the guard of our pride, of our defenses, our offenses, and may we be willing to hear that which you long to speak, say, and do within us. This is my prayer today, and I pray it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base, that is the website, that is the new 2.0 app. Let's talk about that app right now. We are featuring our Daily Audio Bible coffee subscription in our new app, Shop. So for the first 250 people to subscribe to our coffee subscription for a full year, you will get a free special 20th edition clean canteen in the marigold color. Perfect for spring, perfect for planting your spring flowers, your summer flowers, and it's different and exclusive than any other clean canteen, and once they're gone, they are gone. So for the first 250 people that sign up for our one-year coffee subscription, that's coffee freshly roasted, freshly delivered to your door, you will get a free Marigold Clean Canteen 20th Anniversary Edition. If you would like to partner with us, if this is life-giving, and you would like to throw a little log or a big log on the fire to keep that global campfire burning, thank you so much to each and every one of you. We could not do this without you, and we are so eternally grateful that we do not have to. If you're giving by mail, DAB PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174, or again, utilizing that new app, everything stayed the same. Hit the give icon up at the top right-hand corner of that app. And lastly, look for give on the website, which is dailyaudiobible.com. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, or if you would like to share what you believe God has answered through the prayers of this community, several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164, that is the number for chronological. Or again, if you're utilizing the app, hit the red circle button up at the top right-ish corner. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. When you are finished, hit the little red microphone, and then down at the right below that, not the bottom, but right below that, on the right is the chronological logo. Click the right chronological, look for the white birch trees, and it will get to the right place. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. We'll turn the page together tomorrow. Until then, love one another.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just want to, I started off with the prayer, so, but good morning, Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I wanted to pray for the gentleman who was scammed. It just makes me think of my grandmother, and so I love my granny, and so, I can't imagine. And so, Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus for our elderly, for our those who, who are getting older, and the feeling of, feeling like they got it. And I just pray for their protection. I pray, God, supernatural protection over those who are getting older, that you would protect them financially, mentally, emotionally, from abuse, from elder abuse. for mistreatment, God, from sickness and disease that may cause them to forget and not remember things. God, I pray, strengthen them. God, I pray, put an edge of protection around them. Send ministering spirits that they will be protected in their finances and their bank accounts. God, I pray that extra fraud precaution would be made for them in the spiritual realm, that it would manifest physically, God. And I pray for this gentleman, God. I pray you can do exceedingly abundantly, no matter what the people say. I pray, God, that you would move in the midst of the investigators, in the financial institution's heart, God, that it would turn around for his good and in his favor, that the money would be restored 100-fold back unto him, and that he would know that this wasn't by his power nor by his might, but by your spirit. And so, God, I thank you in advance for what you've done and what you're going to do. I thank you for the protection for those who are getting older, and how you're with them and how you're strengthening.
Good day. This is Joyfully in South Georgia, and I appreciate this Daily Audio Bible, chronological. I love, Jill, how you just say some amazing stuff, and I know where that comes from. That comes from God, so I'm very appreciative. I pray for y'all. When I actually do listen, I got to play catch up, so when I hear it, I pray for y'all. I first of all want to thank the lady, I can't remember her name, I'm really bad with names, but the lady who was praying for the hostages that were in the Middle East, and you were praying for them by name, so that was amazing. I really appreciate that. And I would like to ask for prayer. I am a member of a disaster relief team, and I've been out in South Georgia, Brantley County, helping out with those that were affected by the fires. Over 100 people lost their homes and everything they owned. So my heart's heavy, broken. I can't imagine what they're feeling. I saw a lady yesterday that was just going through the ashes, and she found her father's ashes that was in a necklace. The outside was burnt, but the thing was intact. And I found a couple places where there were crosses just left, you know. So just be praying for the volunteers. We firefighters and everybody was really working hard, and a lot of hurt, a lot of loss. So be praying for them. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Hey, DABC. It's his redeemed daughter from Florida. I just wanted to thank Woman at the Well for her encouragement and for what she just said today on May 11th. As far as just condemnation and not letting Satan get the best of us, and we need to bring the Holy Spirit into our prayers and welcome him into our prayers, and not listen to the lies, but to remember the promises of our God and to be in the Word, like she said, and just let it flow. I just want to thank you for that beautiful prayer and encouragement, and say thank you, thank you, thank you. I needed that today, and I'm passing it along again so that we will all remember that when we're in prayer. Invite the Holy Spirit into our prayer and know that God is with us, and he does listen, and he is hearing us, and he does answer. Maybe not all the time quickly, but stop beating ourselves up. And yes, the guilt and shame were put on Jesus. And we need to remember that Jesus died for our sins and he forgives us. And I need to remember that too. Please lift me up on May 14th as I go in for surgery. And just pray that they get everything, all the scar tissue out. And I feel better. I'm going to believe that. And I'm going to feel joy. Like joyful joy and Joyce and Joyful in Virginia. I pray for you guys as well. I'm still praying for you. Love you guys. Talk to you soon.
Hey, my amazing Dab C fam. This is KSD. First and foremost, a humongous shout out to Pastor Brian, Lady Jill, all of the tech team for this incredible 2.0 app. Oh my goodness, I am absolutely loving it. Loving it. Great job, Pastor Brian. Oh man, this is incredible. I'm looking forward to hopping on and getting in the testimonials and sharing. But it's so good and refreshing seeing the different faces to put to names. So just wanted to say a huge shout out to you. Job well done, Pastor Brian. Tech team, you guys did it. To our dear sister Chelsea from South Carolina, I heard you, dear sister. So Father, I lift up your daughter Chelsea and her husband as they are in the process of needing to make decisions to bring changes to their lives for the sake of being able to be home for Chelsea to be with her newborn and their new jobs that need to happen. A lot of different decisions. Well, would you be in these affairs for Chelsea and her husband? God, will you make the transition smooth? Would you open the doors that are needed and allow her husband to make the finances needed so that Chelsea can be home with her daughter? Bless this family, I pray in Jesus' name.